What does a Romulan frog use for camouflage? A croaking field. Welcome to Weekly News Desk for the week of July 24th, 2016. I am Simon Etwell, and as always, I am joined by...
Andrew Dupe.
Okay, this is what? This is like a month worth of episodes. We're doing good.
We're doing great.
It almost didn't happen because I slept in way too much because of having to work overtime. Overtime's the worst. So let's just jump right into the very, very trailer-heavy news, starting with the extremely trailer-heavy movie news, which I watched half of these trailers, I think.
Yeah, I watched most of them.
So, obviously, because there's three I didn't watch. And one I watched a half of. But because it is the weekend of San Diego Comic-Con, obviously you were getting all sorts of Comic-Con trailers hitting the internet. Yeah, they're everywhere.
So many.
I only managed to watch half of this Lego Batman trailer because... It was the link I found was like a link somebody posted to Twitter, and then it wouldn't load worth shit, and I gave up on it. But you know,
I've got links for all these trailers. They'll be up in the show notes if you want a quick way to find them.
That's good because I didn't link anything.
I haven't yet. But I still got them all up in a separate window.
Yeah, but I'm lazy. I didn't link anything.
So the Lego Batman trailer is the first one we have on the list.
I watched half of it before I gave up trying to deal with the crappy link that I had that wouldn't load.
Watched it like three times.
It looks like, you know, Lego and Batman.
It does. It does. It excites me.
Yeah, looks good.
Got the same still kind of feel as the Lego movie.
Yeah, still got Will Arnett. It is that Batman, so, you know.
It's the same animation style as the Lego movie.
Yeah, if you liked the Lego movie and you liked Batman in the Lego movie, chances are you'll probably like this movie.
Yeah. Almost definite, I think.
I mean, I doubt there was anything huge in the trailer, but...
It's funny.
Still worth seeing. Still worth watching the trailer, I assume. You know, all the whole way through, not only the first half.
It's funny. I guess, should we talk about, like, what was in it, or the premise?
Sure, that makes sense. We'll quick fire through. We have a lot.
Yeah.
We got to quick fire through all these things. There's a lot on the notes.
Basically, Alfred's like, Batman, grow up. You've adopted a kid, and Batman's like, I don't remember doing that. And so I guess the movie's about him looking after Robin.
Yeah, and Robin.
Being mostly irresponsible. It looks funny.
It looks funny. It looks good.
So much
looks like Lego. I did not watch this next trailer. Let's just, as I said, I'm going to try and quick fire because we got like, 12 points in both movies and TV.
Yeah.
So let's just quick fire. I did not watch the trailer for Fantastic Beasts because I don't really care. I probably won't see it unless somebody drags me to the movies to see it.
Well, I did watch it and I'm going to watch it. The trailer had more stuff in it that we haven't seen, like a lot more, and it kind of confuses me. I thought I understood like what the premise we were going for was, and
I thought it was just supposed to be the dude doing the research for his book. I thought that was like the premise of the movie.
But the way they implied it in the first trailer was like they got him to come and help. And then he's doing the research for the book. But now It's like he's doing the research for his book. Oops, he let his monsters loose. He's got to round them up.
Well, I mean, I guess they just want to give more action-ish to it, I guess.
Anyway, looks interesting. We hear the word dommage spoke for the first time, and I hate it still.
It's because it sounds stupid.
Yeah.
Because it is stupid.
You see more of the Colin guy.
Sure. The Colin guy.
Yeah, the bad guy.
Sure.
Played by that actor whose first name is Colin. And last name is...
Farrell?
Probably.
The only Colin I can come up with off the top of my head. The Irish guy?
Yeah. The one who played the guy with the bullseye.
The guy. The one who played the guy with the bullseye.
Man, I'm good at this game.
Yeah, it's Colin Farrell. Yes, his name is Bullseye. That's why it's funny that you called him the guy with the bullseye.
Yeah, I figured it out when I said the guy with the bullseye.
Yeah, it's Colin Farrell. Yeah.
He's playing the bad guy in this one, so you see some more of him, but not really motivation or anything.
Interesting. When does this come out? I mean, this doesn't come out soon, does it?
No, not that soon.
So, yeah, we'll probably see another couple trailers.
Yeah.
Probably have more on him.
Next trailer. Did you watch the trailer for this one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Guy Ritchie's King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
Yeah. It's Guy Ritchie.
Oh, man. That's a movie. Sure.
It's Guy Ritchie, that's for sure.
Yeah, Guy Ritchie fantasy movie.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it.
I am so excited.
I mean, it's got, what's his name, who plays Bruce Bolton in it. Yep. And it's got Charlie Hunnam as Arthur.
Is that the Vikings guy?
Yeah, the guy from Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
Yeah, Charlie
I don't know why I went to Vikings first.
I don't know why you didn't go to Pacific Rim either, since that's like your favorite movie of the last 3 years.
I'm really off my game here.
Discounting Star Wars. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, it looks... I like Arthur, and I like Guy Ritchie, but together, I don't know, it looks...
Together, it looks crazy.
Crazy, yeah. It might be a little much, I don't know. I'll probably see it.
Might be a little much, but I am so down with that.
I'll probably see it if we go cheaply, or I'll wait till it comes out. I don't know if I want to spend a full...
Yeah, that's a Tuesday or a Saturday morning for sure.
Yeah. But, I mean, the trailer is worth watching, guys. It's
crazy.
Absolute crazy pants, because it is Guy Ritchie trying to do King Arthur.
Oh, man, yeah.
With magic and shit.
Speaking of magic...
Yes, that was. I wish I did that on purpose, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Next trailer, Doctor Strange, which is awesome. It is an awesome trailer.
Yeah. It just keeps getting crazier and crazier, too.
Yeah. Get to see them alter reality, basically, with their magic.
Yeah, a lot of altering reality.
Doing their Inception shit to cities.
Yeah.
Walking on walls. You basically see him talk to... is it just the Ancient One? I want to say she had a title that has a proper title, but it might just be like the Ancient One. The teacher of magic, the Hilary Swank character. You hear a little more of him talking with her. And then a lot of running and chasing on a short bit of talking from what I can assume is from a monologue from the bad guy. I assume that's taken...
Probably.
From a monologue. Because bad guys always monologue.
They're very good in the background of a trailer.
Yeah. And their creepy-ass eyes. You see the close-up of their creepy-ass eyes. Yeah.
And there's more interaction with the dude from Kinky Boots.
Dude from Kinky Boots. Good pull. Also, not the pull I would have expected you to make, but good pull. See what's elegia for. I would have expected you to say the operative from Serenity.
Yeah, I couldn't remember what his title was, so I was just like, yeah, the guy from Kinky Boots.
Kinky Boots is a great movie. Chiwetel Ejiofor, I believe is how you pronounce his name. Yeah. I want to say he's Baron Mordo. I want to say he's Mordo. But I could be wrong on that. I don't remember. And the end of the trailer. I don't want to say, so everybody needs to watch that trailer, but the very end when he gives him the piece of paper.
Yeah, that was good.
But it's great. Watch the trailer. Even if you just watch the last 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Just for that. But yeah, no, that movie is looking great. Also, I'm pretty sure that cape, he just kind of like throws it and it goes on his shoulders in that one thing. That's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah, it was weird. It's
like, flip. What
just happened? Kind of magic cloak equipping there.
Well, it is a magic cloak, actually. Yeah. The cape that Doctor Strange wears is magic, so I guess it makes sense that it just like, all right, I'm going to wear myself on you now. But yeah, it looked weird when that happened.
Yeah, I had to like watch it again and make sure that it wasn't just like, stop paying attention.
Yeah, no, he just kind of like threw it over his one shoulder and it just wrapped around.
Yeah.
So, next trailer, which is one I did not watch.
I didn't watch it.
I didn't see this about this anywhere. This did not come up in my research.
The Snowden trailer, or it's a new Snowden trailer. I saw the old one, and I'm familiar with Snowden, so I'm not going to follow the trailers too closely.
I'm familiar with the actual person. However, I'm not familiar with the whatever film they're doing. I assume it's some sort of documentary thing.
Yeah, along the line of like the Jobs and so on.
Yeah, the whatever those are called. Biopics? Is it called biopics?
Biopic, that's the one.
I was going to say, documentary is real footage of the real person, and when you have an actor playing the person, it's called...
And yeah. He's being played by... Oh, man. Actor names are not happening today.
Give me a minute. But that can't be right. Oh, this, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That's it.
I had to actually click on the IMDb because the first 1, 2, 3, 4 people, which are on the Google for it, are Shailene Woodley, who's a woman, so can't be playing Snowden. Scott Eastwood is like, I don't think he's big enough to play the main character in this. Ben something. Schnetzer, who's a person I've never heard of, and then Nicolas Cage. And I was like, I don't think it can't be Nicolas Cage, is it?
He would be a great Snowden. I mean,
they clicked it. So Joseph Gordon-Levitt on the IMDb list is the 5th name down, and he's playing the title character.
That's weird.
That is very strange. That's weird. I've never looked at this cast list before. Zachary Quinto is in it. Timothy Oliphant is in it.
I don't know Nicolas Cage was in it.
Nicolas Cage is in it. Weird.
I have more interest in this movie suddenly.
I mean, I probably won't see it. I don't really watch, biopics. It's not really a thing I do. He looks weird.
Justice League trailer. That
looks weird. Oh, you skipped one.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. You skipped another one I did not watch because...
Yeah, another one I didn't watch either.
I have no interest in... I don't know why it's happening. Why? It's not like... Says the up to now, I mean, it is called The Woods. I assume it is still called The Woods.
Yeah.
But we now know it is a sequel to The Blair Witch Project.
And people are saying it's scary and stuff. And
yeah, but why? Why would you make a sequel to The Blair Witch?
For a while.
The Blair Witch Project was a shitty movie.
I don't know.
It was a shitty movie at the time.
It was only good because everyone thought it was real.
It wasn't even good. We rented it. I mean, at the time when it came out, me and a bunch of my friends rented it, and we didn't even watch half the movie. We got bored of it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
And it was, so we basically ran around. I distinctly remember, like, we were running around the house playing, because it came out when we were, like, what, 12?
Yeah.
We were young. And we left it on. We just kind of ran around the house, and it was still on. We stopped. Nope, still boring. Just continued on. It was not a good movie. Although, this now explains why a bunch of the people from the Blair Witch Project are coming to Fan Expo.
Oh.
Yeah, This explains why. Because when that they announced that, I was like, what? The Blair Witch Project? What? Why? Why? But apparently, it's a thing again.
Hooray.
No, not hooray. Who cares? Is my opinion on Blair Witch sequel.
Now we get to Justice League
trailer. Now we get to Justice League. This one and the next one, I think, are the big deals.
I put this in the show notes, and I forgot to watch it.
You didn't watch the Justice League trailer?
No, because I forgot it happened.
You're the worst. It's really good. It shows him. Shows Batman trying to recruit Aquaman, talking to the Flash, talking to Wonder Woman a little bit. It shows an interesting change in how the Warner Brothers and DC have done their live action movies, in the fact that somebody says jokes. There are jokes that happen.
Oh man.
Exactly. And I was like, this is a complete change from what DC's movies have done up to this point. There are jokes that happen in this trailer.
I don't even believe it.
And Jason Momoa's eyes look weird as Aquaman. I don't know what it is. There's something, they probably put some sort of weird contacts in or something, but there's something weird that looks with his eyes. And the Flash is amusing because, you know, he's the Flash.
Gotta be amusing.
I mean, he's Barry Allen Flash, who's less funny than Wally West Flash, but still amusing. And Cyborg gets very little play in this trailer. You don't see a lot of Cyborg.
I did see a picture of Cyborg. That's the most of the trailer I've seen.
He's in there, but you don't really hear him say anything till like the very end. No Superman in the trailer. Who knows? What's going to happen?
He's got to be dead for a bit, and then his reveal's got to be a surprise.
Yeah, I was wondering if they were going to put him in immediately in the first Justice League movie, or if they were going to wait after the end of BVS. But not in the trailer yet, so who knows?
Stupid. I hate Superman.
And yeah, you know, you see a little bit of Wonder Woman, obviously, in this trailer. And then you can also go and watch the Wonder Woman trailer.
Which I did watch and was good.
It was quite good. I forgot that it was Chris Pine.
Yeah.
Was the guy. So at the beginning I was like, is that Chris? Is that? Yeah, that's Chris Pine, huh? Weird. Looks good. Looks what? World War II? Probably.
I'm pretty sure they said one.
Oh. So, it looks like World War II. But I'm not an expert, so I don't know.
Both look similar. But yeah, it's one.
Oh yeah, I suppose they're coming out of trenches. That's way more World War One.
Yeah.
That was a stupidly dramatic part of that trailer. Of Wonder Woman just climbing out of a trench ladder.
It's cool.
It was unnecessarily dramatic in the middle of the trailer. So it was a real slow climb out. Mind you, I also think that was actually the first reveal of a decent straight shot of her costume in the trailer.
Probably why they did it.
Yeah, except for the fact that we've already seen the costume in, you know, Batman v Superman.
Yeah. This is the first time we see it coming out of a trench.
It's the first time we see it coming out of a trench. And then we see her shielding bullets, which is weird because I didn't know her shield was magic.
Ring chain, Wonder Woman.
I mean, I guess it makes sense. She has bracelets that deflect bullets, so why can't her shield? You see the lasso? You see some work with the lasso as well. See her, like, flipping people around with it. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's a cool trailer.
And it glows. Yeah, it's a good trailer. I look forward to it, because I liked the little snippet we got of her in Batman v Superman. I thought she did quite well. So let's go on to Kong, Skull Island. I watched the trailer for this. I did not realize it had Sam Jackson in it, and he looks really young. I don't know why. Is it just me? Is it just me though? Does he look really young in this movie?
I don't know. I think it's just how he looks.
He looks young to me. But maybe this is the last movie I've seen him in. He's supposed to be looking older or something.
Yeah. Who knows? That Western one.
Hmm.
Is that it?
I haven't actually seen. Do you mean the Quentin Tarantino one?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I did see the trailer.
He looks older in that movie.
He looks very old in that. And also Django. I haven't seen, but I've seen the trailer.
He looks
very
old. He looks older in that movie.
Yeah, he looks super old.
It looks 80 in that movie.
Maybe it's just all the trailers I've seen recently where they're making him old. Cause yeah, what have I seen him in except for like Marvel movies, and even that was what Avengers 2. Kingsman, yeah. That's the thing I've actually seen him in was Kingsman and Avengers 2. Yeah, weird. I don't know.
Trailer for the new XXX.
Yeah, I haven't seen that trailer. I forgot that was a thing that was happening. Despite the fact that I like Vin Diesel.
I put it in front of Star Trek and I'm like, I did not see this movie coming.
I had heard about it, but yeah, I don't know why. But yeah, Kong, that trailer is... It looks good. It's full of people you may or may not recognize. I was watching that trailer. I was like, oh, hey, that guy. Oh, hey, that guy. I mean, Tom Hiddleston. I didn't realize Tom Hiddleston was, like, the main dude. John Goodman. Didn't realize he was in it.
Love John Goodman.
John C. Reilly. He's in it.
Yep.
Durotan's in it. You probably didn't recognize him because he's not...
Not Brown. Durotan.
He's not Durotan. But yeah, Tony Kebbell. I'm pretty sure, yeah, he was Durotan. Oh, weird. I did not realize that. So I just opened Tony Kebbell's IMDb. I knew he was Doctor Doom in the terrible new Fantastic Four. But I did not realize in Warcraft he was Durotan / Antonitis.
Interesting.
Which I guess is confirmation that that guy... that led Khadgar around Dalaran, the guy with the glowing eyes, who everybody's like is probably Antonitis. Must be Antonitis. There's nobody else who could fill that role. Weird. And it also has Brie Larson, who will come up next, actually. It also has Brie Larson in it, which is good. But yeah, Kong, Skull Island, they're for some odd reason they're doing it. John Goodman looks like an explorer type.
Yeah, I could see it.
They're flying in military helicopters over Skull Island, and one of the helicopters gets a tree through it and crashes, and then they... And now Samuel L. Jackson and the military are trying to kill the ape. Basically. Some of them. It looks like Tom Hiddleston was probably in the helicopter that crashed. And is not going to try and kill the ape because he's the main guy.
Captain James.
That's how it works. Rad. But yeah, you know, trailer's worth watching. You don't get a clear view of the ape, but you know, we've all seen giant apes before.
You damn dirty ape.
The wrong movie. But speaking of Brie Larson, and finish... this is our last trailer, but speaking of Brie Larson, I have to close all these IMDb pages. She has, this weekend, been cast as Captain Marvel. In, you know, Captain Marvel.
This was rumored already, wasn't it?
There was a lot of rumors, but yes, this was one of the more prevalent ones.
I just thought it was fact, and then I saw all the announcements.
Yeah, she was officially announced. I mean, it was probably like, what's his name, Han Solo, that we talked about last week, where I was like, I thought it was already announced, but it didn't become official until, like, last week. So, yes, Brie Larson is officially Captain Marvel. We've seen her places.
IMDb says she's going to be in Avengers and then in Captain Marvel.
Avengers Infinity War, yeah. Probably. I mean, that's still a rumor, but probably. But I mean, we've seen her in things. She was in Room recently. She was in Community for a while. 21 Jump Street in 2012.
She was in Scott Pilgrim.
Scott Pilgrim as Envy. Yeah, you've seen her. She does a lot of stuff. So yeah, I'm okay with it. I think it's a good casting, and she looks very excited about it. Yep. That movie, the Captain Marvel movie doesn't come out till 2019, and Avengers Infinity War is 2018, so that's going to be a couple years until we see her anyway. I suspect, I mean, she probably will show up in Infinity War, a la Black Panther in Cap 3 before she gets her own movie. Same sort of idea.
Yeah.
I expect. Or even Wonder Woman in Batman v Superman. Introduce people and then give them their own movie. Speaking of introducing people, I guess, who will probably not get his own movie. But this is also something I thought was confirmed as the actor. I thought we were pretty sure that Kurt Russell...
The actor's confirmed.
The actor was already confirmed. Yeah, Kurt Russell playing...
Character Star-Lord's father. Not confirmed.
Yes. Now we had the character of Star-Lord's father confirmed as Ego the Living Planet, who was a very weird character who came about in a weird time. I mean, Ego was one of the first of the space things. Ego the Living Planet, the Kree race... Couple other things. I don't know. There was a couple other things that they all came about at like about the same time from the same guy.
Yeah.
And it's what started the Marvel cosmic story stuff, which is all that weird bullshit that we have now.
They seem to be owning the craziness of the cosmic universe still.
Yeah, because it. Be impossible not to, because otherwise, I mean, that shit's just too crazy.
Talking tree and a gunslinging raccoon, and now the one character's dad is a planet.
He's not a planet. He's a call of the living. He's a humanoid. I don't know much about the living planet. I don't know much about
one him. One article I read about him, there was a picture from one of the comics, and it was just like his
weird
head.
Weird looking? Yeah.
Planet.
Head looks weird. But he's also humanoid. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know much about Ego the Living Planet.
I don't know much about all of that.
We. Mixed up. They showed the costume at San Diego Comic Con. Just the clothes. And the clothes look perfectly normal. Look like, you know, leather. Got some weird gear looking motifs on the shoulders. But we don't. You get to see the trailer yet.
Yeah.
For reasons that James Gunn said, but I didn't.
Special people.
I didn't read the reasons that James Gunn said we don't get to see the trailer yet.
Also, Hondo has more Finn in this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's weird. His weird metal-y mohawk thing got bigger.
Yeah.
It still looks metal-y. Weird.
To see what the reasoning behind that is.
It's not the right name, is it?
Yondu.
I was like, because Hondo is Star Wars.
Yeah, that's Rebels.
As soon as you said it, I was like, that's Hondo Onaka is Star Wars. But I couldn't remember Yondu's actual name. They are similar in character. I understand why you would confuse them.
Alien, humanoid, outlaw, space smuggler.
Space smuggler. Not sure if he's on the good side or the bad side. Kind of switches between as is necessary for him to survive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good characters.
They're the same. I mean, they're the same trope, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're going to wait on bated breath for a trailer for... the next Guardians, but where we will hopefully see Ego. and Kurt Russell. And when we see it, it'll definitely be on our top on our list, I'm sure.
Yep.
All right, moving into TV. Also, had a lot of teaser trailers.
Yeah. A lot of not trailers.
Yeah. Although, kind of like the Luke Cage one. The Luke Cage was halfway between. As you saw him talking to somebody about trying to convince him to be out on the street helping people.
Yeah.
And I guess they convinced him, because then he goes and attacks some, I would assume, criminal then, because everybody had guns. And he beat the crap out of all of them and knocked down their big jail cell door.
Yep.
And told somebody he was just getting started at the end.
Did some big, strong person things.
Yeah. Ripped something out of the wall. Threw it at people. Ripped not a door off a car.
Yeah, and used it as a weapon.
Used it as a shield and then as a weapon, yeah.
Very effective.
You know, Luke Cage.
Yeah.
It's a good trailer. Yeah, but you don't see a lot. It's mostly an action trailer with a little bit of talking.
Which I assume is how most of the show is going to go.
I assume, yeah, that's generally a pretty Luke Cage thing.
Yeah.
And then there's Iron Fist 2, also is a lot of action, with some Zen talking in the middle, yeah. Usually. And this trailer was without Zen talking, but it was also fairly short. It was just a teaser trailer for Iron Fist. I got to see him as a child in a plane, and then him on a mountain, a snowy mountain, and some monks. Him in a probably psych ward because he was tied to the bed, and then him punched down a wall.
Yeah, him punched down a wall.
And it was awesome. And it does not look like the guy. I mean, it's probably because of the beard, the facial hair.
Yeah.
But it does not look... In that moment when you first see a clear look at his face, it's like, that doesn't look anything like Knight of Flowers. I don't remember the guy's actual name, but he played the Knight of Flowers in Game of Thrones.
No costume.
No costume in the trailer, but one can assume we'll see something of it. At least of the symbol. Because the symbol is all in all sorts of the posters and the ads and the stuff.
It was in the trailer too at the end.
Yeah, so one can assume we'll see the weird dragon-y symbol. Yep. And also, Daredevil Season 3, that's a thing that is going to happen for sure.
Yes. And it has a trailer.
That I didn't find. I forgot to find it.
I'll link it. It's not much, but it's expected. And I'll tell you what's probably going to happen in the next season. There's probably going to be Kingpin, Daredevil, and Punisher might show up.
Oh yeah, well, Punisher. Was it the Luke Cage panel or the Iron... Or the Daredevil? No. John Bernthal showed up as a surprise at one of the panels just to be like, yeah, Punisher's getting his own series. He just kind of crashed another Marvel Netflix panel.
Boom. Mic drop.
But yeah, we probably... Because this is coming after The Defenders, if I recall, yeah?
I'm not sure.
I believe Daredevil Season 3 is supposed to be after The Defenders. And in The Defenders, I'm thinking we're going to deal with the Hand in a more final way. Because as you know, if you've seen the end of Season 2 of Daredevil, they really did not finish off the Hand as much as they think they did. Yeah. Well, he thinks he did. And in the Defenders trailer, which we're talking about now, which I did see, which is also a really short, not much trailer. You do hear Stick saying, "You think you four can save New York? You can't even save yourselves." So, since it involves Stick, one can assume... Also, I'm pretty sure the poster or something had a hand. Pretty sure that the defendants are going to deal with a hand.
More than likely.
I also... You know, I watch it on YouTube, and every so often I scroll down to see some of the comments. I don't know why I do it, because usually they're terrible. Usually YouTube comments are just the worst things ever. But I read a couple, and a couple of them are like, "You know you're a super fan when you recognize it as Stick's voice." I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about? Of course you recognize it as Stick's voice. You watch the other two shows. It's not that hard to pull out Stick's voice."
A pretty distinct voice.
Yeah, you're not some kind of super fan because you can recognize a person's voice. I was like, "What is wrong with you people?" That was it. Then I stopped reading comments before they got actually bad and not just mystifying. I didn't see, did this next one actually have a trailer, or did they just announce it? Because I didn't see a trailer. I just saw the announcement. Do you know?
It was a non-trailer trailer.
Yeah.
It was like, "Here's the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. logo, and here's season whatever the number is, and then
four?
Flaming Skull.
3 or 4. I don't remember if it's 3 or 4 now. Yeah. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Next, we'll get the Gabriel whatever version of Ghost Rider. I don't remember the character's last name. So yeah, Ghost Rider coming in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. next year.
Kind of a weird place to introduce Ghost Rider in the MCU.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not after the how badly those two movies did. Yeah. They're not going to do another movie of his own.
Oh, but I don't know. I feel like he's above.
Plus, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is still a popular show.
I'm not saying the show's bad, I'm just saying the caliber of the agents. Compared to Ghost Rider, Ghost Rider, man. Mm-hmm. Flaming Skull, man, riding a motorcycle, swinging chains around.
Do you just like him because he was Nicolas Cage?
That'd help. Kind of the cherry on top.
I don't know, I was trying to... There should be a way to transition from this to the next one, but I can't figure out a good way to do it.
Something about hell.
Something about hell or skulls.
Yeah, speaking of hell and such, I'm sure that the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. could use an exorcist.
There you go. That's close enough to a good segue to the Exorcist TV show.
Nailed it.
Which is a thing.
Yeah, I watched the trailer. I didn't have the sound on, though. I just watched it.
Didn't have the sound on.
It was Possessed Children.
Oh, yeah, it's The Exorcist.
Yeah, exactly what you would expect, I assume.
Hey, I didn't watch that one. I didn't really find it, so I didn't go way out of my way to try and find it either, though. So
Exorcist trailer... Show.
I did watch this next one, but I've never read the book, so I don't know if it was a good version of it or not. Andrew, did you read American Gods?
I have not, but I am interested in reading American Gods still, so I avoided the trailer.
I've heard the books are really, really good, but I never got around to reading them. This trailer is...
I haven't read any of Neil Gaiman stuff.
Fine. The trailers, yeah, I don't know if I've read any Neil Gaiman stuff either. I mean, I've seen the Doctor Who. He wrote a couple of Doctor Who episodes, and I've seen them. So does that count?
Yes. And then I will retract my statement. Eat my nerd card.
I don't think I've ever read any of his books either myself. I haven't gotten around to it. Trailer looks fine. It doesn't show a lot, really. I mean, I'm sure it shows a lot to people who know the books, but to people who are coming from it with absolutely no idea I mean, it looks kind of interesting and really trippy. It's the guy's, it looks like the guy might be going crazy. But also maybe not. But yeah, that's for the watch. I heard about this next one, but I've never seen the season one, so...
Yeah, me too. Man in the High Castle season two trailer is out. I purposely didn't watch it because I'm really interested in seeing the first season. This is also based off a book.
It would be right up your alley. I forgot it exists
because it's on one of those networks that...
Yeah, it's not Hulu, but it's like Hulu. Yeah. Maybe it is Hulu, but it's one of those, it's only in the States things. We can't access it in Canada.
Yeah, so I forgot about it and then didn't download it or whatever.
I have not forgotten about it. I just haven't gotten around to watching it because other podcasters I listen to really love it and they talk about it all the time.
That's good. I haven't heard anything about it.
I completely
forgot about it.
Scott Johnson and Brian Abbott, who are both big time podcasters, they both love it. And I want to say Daryl Skeels also really liked it. I mean, it is what? Alternate history, right? Man in the High Castles, Nazis win World War II.
Yeah. I love alternate history, and World War II is interesting.
Yeah. And it's got some really good actors in it as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it sounds good. I'll get around to watching it. But yes, I also didn't watch this trailer because, I haven't seen season one.
Yeah.
And I couldn't watch the footage on the next thing because the link I found was like, nope, taken down. Nope, taken down.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a new link for it because it was taken down everywhere.
So the test flight footage of Star Trek Discovery was a thing that happened. It was aired, it was shown, and it used to be on the internet. Now we just have to find it again. You get a little more information about, I mean, not a ton, but a little bit more information about the series, including its full... we first see the ship, which is the NCC, whatever the fuck it is, Discovery. So the ship for this series is the Discovery. You hear that, like most online shows, that they're not going to be necessarily all uniform in length. Like, it's going to be, each episode is going to be as long as it needs to be for the episode of that story. Unlike, you know, stuff that's shown on TV where everything is long enough to fit the proper amount of commercials and the things they have in.
Yeah.
And also, sadly, for those of us who live in Canada and the United States, everywhere else in the world, because Netflix entered this deal with CBS Paramount, they now have exclusive rights to Star Trek. They can show Star Trek everywhere, not exclusive rights, but they can show all the previous Star Trek series in all their Netflix areas now.
Oh, man.
Which is great, because previously that was only the US. I'm pretty sure they had all of them. And they do have exclusive rights to this new show everywhere but the US and Canada. So everywhere else, you just got to wait for the next day, 24 hours after it airs. You should go to your Netflix and you can watch it.
That's not fair.
But we have to sign up for this stupid fucking CBS account thing. Yeah, I hate it.
That's a Pirate Bay.
Yeah, it is. I'm not giving them money. It actually might be a different service in Canada, but it is a service that is not Netflix.
Yeah, it's going to be some Bell Online Fire package.
I think I saw somewhere that it is like Bell Online thing.
Canada can't have nice things.
No, but at least, I mean, we get all of the previous Star Trek series now.
And we have The Force Awakens on Netflix.
Yeah, we do.
Take that, other people. Nice.
So if Andrew manages to find that, it's basically just, from what I gave, it's just like the ship taking off from dry dock, basically, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which sounds like it's cool to watch, but...
Yeah, it's the ship.
Yeah, if Andrew finds it, we'll put it back in the notes, the link.
If it exists.
Yeah. Going on to the next thing, which is a thing I hadn't heard about in so long, I forgot it existed.
Yeah, I forgot it existed too. And then I didn't clue into what it was until the end. And I'm like, oh.
Until they say the word? Yeah. I knew what it was as soon as I saw the title. The thing said it was a Legion trailer. I was like, oh, Legion. I forgot that was a thing that was happening.
Oh, I didn't clue in until the very end where they put the X symbol.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They say mutant in the trailer.
You could be a mutant.
One of the most powerful mutants we've ever encountered. Or could be one of the most powerful mutants we've ever encountered. That is the exact line in the trailer.
Either way, it is a weird trailer.
Well, Legion is weird because he's a guy who's not sure if he's crazy or not.
Yeah.
Just kind of the whole point of the show, too. They're trying to figure out if he's crazy or not.
Well, there's something crazy.
Well, he was, for most of his life, diagnosed as schizophrenic. And if you're misdiagnosed as crazy, you probably become crazy at least a little bit.
Leave it. It's a weird trailer. Watch it.
It's a weird trailer. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. It's literally crazy because it's supposed to look crazy. But it's also cool. And I look forward to this. I'll check this show out.
And then Walking Dead, new season. Didn't watch it because I'm three seasons behind now.
Yeah. Also didn't watch it because I haven't watched any Walking Dead.
A new trailer for the next season of Fear the Walking Dead. And I haven't even started that one either.
I mean, they're both... Fear the Walking Dead's well-liked, I think. Not as much as the original, but I think it's well-liked enough.
Yeah, enough to get a second season.
Yeah, you know, they're out there. They're a thing. If you like the zombies and the people. And the whatnots.
From what I can tell, what do you call that one with the picture?
That one with the picture, I don't know what you mean.
It's a picture of the video that you're going to watch.
Oh, oh my god, now I can't remember the word for it. I hate you, Andrew. I blame you for this.
Blame me for it, too.
Well,
from what I can tell of that thing, Daryl's still alive, so...
It's not... I keep wanting to say screenshot, and it's not a screenshot. It's some of the people I follow on Twitter or Snapchat or stuff, they always, whenever they're putting up a new video, they're like, oh, I gotta choose whatever the new thumbnail. Thumbnail is the word? Thumbnail is the word.
Yeah.
It's close enough to the word. It might not be the exact word, but it's close enough.
Well, it is a thumbnail.
Yeah, but for videos, it might be something different. I don't know. Videos are weird, man.
True.
Anyway.
But at any rate, it's still partly right.
Yeah.
Take it.
We're moving on to games.
Games.
So, the Legion pre-patch started on Tuesday, the 19th. At this point in the pre-patch, it only has the new specs, all the class changes, and some of the graphical changes and all that stuff, but none of the new pre-expansion content or anything like that yet.
There is a little bit. There, in the major cities, there are doomsayers around. They got little signs on their chest, and they're handing out pamphlets.
Oh, yeah, the pamphlets.
Join the Legion.
Yeah. Which, there's 12 different pamphlets or something?
Yeah, I only read one.
Oh, I know of people who went out of their way to go collect all of them.
Of course.
And because you can get doubles, I think, took them a while. Because people are crazy. So, you know, new specs, that's all fun. I'm digging the Outlaw Rogue, and that's the only new spec I've really tried. At this point.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's easy mode now. My hunter rotation went from, 6 skills to 3, maybe.
What's your hunter spec?
Marksman.
That's what I thought, yeah. Marksman went under a very, very heavy change.
Oh, boy.
It's basically entirely different and doesn't really feel the same. From what I'm told, it doesn't really feel like a hunter as much anymore.
No, there are two skills that I can use that have like a relatively acceptable cooldown, and there's the way you get focus back is completely different. So you have two skills. One of them is barrage, and the other is aim shot. And then the other skills in your rotation like have a 2-minute cooldown.
Wow.
So you just stand there pressing mostly aim shot because barrage is a messy skill.
Well, Andrew, I welcome you to almost playing a rogue. Because that's how rogues have always been. Get like two skills and then, oh, finishing move. The whole point of a rogue rotation is which finishing move do you hit in which order. And that is still true with the outlaw rogue. I hear mage has undergone a really big change and it's really fun.
I started a mage and it's pretty fun.
I want to say demonology warlock, people are saying.
Yeah, more focused on more demons.
More focused on more demons. That's about all I've heard, really.
Yeah. Else has
I'll try some of my alts and different specs.
Yeah, the survivalist hunter. I'm gonna try that still.
And I think maybe even more importantly than the pre-patch hitting, the Harbinger, we saw the first of the Harbinger shorts that is released.
Yeah. With technically kind of the second. The first one sets it up was kind of a short. Oh.
Well, yes, it's really, that's that I'm just counting as like a trailer for the shorts.
Yeah.
But yes, with the Gul'dan backstory Harbinger short, and it's awesome. It's like 6.5 minutes, and it's amazing.
Yeah, Gul'dan's cool.
And evil.
Yeah. You get the evil feeling in this Harbinger short. There's no good hidden inside him.
No, there is not. You almost get that feeling at the very end, and then like, nope, tricked ya.
I was kind of worried that it was gonna go that way. And
I was like, that's weird, really. And then fire, and I was like, oh nope, there it is. Okay, we're all good now. Yeah, I assume Andrew. We'll have a link for that. If you don't, Andrew, go find a link for it. It's easy.
It's right there in the Battle.net launcher.
Yeah, it's true. It is in the Battle.net launcher as well. And on their YouTube. Also on their Battle.net launcher, you can find the 4 Legion comics. Like pre-Legion, but kind of not. I don't know. The Magni one is clearly pre-Legion, and the other ones, I was like, where the fuck, when the fuck is this happening? Because I believe the Anduin one just came out.
Yeah, Agni's thing.
But those comics are also, I mean, they're like 8-page comics. They're worth reading. 8-page comics, just like all the Overwatch comics. Speaking of Overwatch, Anna is now out on live play, not just the BDR. I haven't played any Overwatch, so, I mean, I hear she's fun.
I played her in the PTR, and she's not much different in live. Only on PC right now.
Oh, wow.
I'm assuming she needs more work on the console, because even on the PC, I'm so bad at sniping, and needing to snipe to hit enemies and heal is just a pain in the ass.
You just gotta shoot everybody. It's fine. It's easy.
No, hitting targets is hard. Why I play Bastion? I've got like 300 bullets. I got to aim in the general direction.
Or you can play D.Va, she's in her mech, has no bullets, or all the bullets.
Torbjorn, just Torbjorn? Throw down the turret. Hit it with a hammer, or I hide.
Or you could shoot things, you know. You have a gun.
No, but the back to the problem of aiming and hitting targets.
Maybe you should just play Reinhardt and get rid of the whole bullet, the whole gun and aiming thing, and just swing the goddamn hammer.
It's true. He's my third main, so still in the same theme of not needing to aim.
No, well, Diva
I don't know why
it's
so bad in Overwatch.
Just so you know, Diva should be your fourth because, again, she as long as her mech is alive, she does not have to reload. So just click that mouse button.
Well, I think fourth is Mercy because, again, don't really have to aim.
You just kind of have to get in the general area and, all right, there you go. The heal beam will go.
Heal's happening.
I tried to find a decent Overwatch joke for the start of this, and I couldn't find it. They're all terrible.
Terrible. Oh, yeah. On the Overwatch subreddit, there's just just the worst jokes.
Yeah, no, that was one of the places I looked, and I was like, wow, they're really, really bad. I'm not going to use any of these. None of these are worth using.
And I mean, the worst part is they're like almost all traps. It's like they like talk about in the title like the change to Torbjorn is the worst because, and you open it up and it's like joke.
Oh, I was just reading. I was just reading like a comment. It was a comment chain that was all jokes. Oh. But here's the thing. Consider how bad the joke that I used for this show was, which was pretty bad. All the jokes, if I could find for Overwatch, are worse. Anyway, let's talk about this last thing in games here. And why it's in quotation marks, Andrew. Why is brand new in quotation marks?
Because the article I read had it in quotation marks. So that's pretty much all we know about is a, quote, brand new, end quote, Sonic game coming to the NX, Xbox One, PS4, and PC to celebrate the 25th anniversary. Apparently, this is like they actually put work into it. They said that they've spent, more time on it than any Sonic game out in the recent time. And
well, it can't be too different because anytime they've tried to differ from the norm, people have hated every one of them. But it also could be because they're really crappy when they try to differ from the norm. I don't know. I never played any of them.
But from the sounds of it, they're aiming for, this isn't what the case is. I'll believe it when I see it. I like Sonic.
Yeah, I like Sonic enough.
I'm excited for a new Sonic game that would be good.
I wouldn't pay like full AAA price for a Sonic game, but
unless it was good.
No, I would not play AAA price for a Sonic game ever. Period. Dot end. I'd wait till it was on sale. I like them. I don't like them enough to spend $80. Because that's the price of a AAA game in Canada.
That's true. I didn't consider that.
Yeah.
It's like a lot. I pay AAA price for most games.
No. There's very few games that I will not wait for these days, considering how low a dollar is. And because, the game cost is never going to go back down because now they know they can sell them here.
Yeah. That's the worst part. Same with like cover prices. I remember the first time our dollar got better. We were on par with the American dollar, and we still had to pay the Canadian cover
price. Pay the Canadian cover price for comics, yeah.
And then it finally balanced out again, and we didn't have to worry about that, and now we're back to that crap, and I hate it.
Speaking of comics, Andrew, let's move into our comics and books section. Yeah, you did that. Good job. You did it by accident, but good job on that.
Yeah.
So this first one's yours, and I'm going to let you talk about it because you love these things.
I do. So Deadpool is getting a Shakespeare book.
Like they did with Star Wars.
Yeah, like what they did with Star Wars, Big Lebowski.
I forgot they had the Big Lebowski one.
I love these books so much. When they're done well, if they don't do the Shakespeare stuff right, then it kind of is lame.
But the Star Wars ones and the Big Lebowski ones are awesome.
Yeah, the Star Wars ones are amazing. They should be a play, and I want to watch them.
I'm pretty sure Lucasfilm will be like, nope, I'm going to shut that play right down, not happening.
But this is written by the same guy who did the Star Wars ones. So,
which bodes well.
Yeah,
which means it'll probably be at least a comparable quality.
Yeah, and Deadpool's fine.
Do you have a? Do we have a date on this yet?
October something.
October this year?
I believe so.
Man, October's going to be a big-ass month. Talked about a couple of things last week and the week before, and I got a couple of things coming up in this week that are all October.
And in the same interview where he talks about the Deadpool, there's also probably going to be a Force Awakens.
Shakespeare one?
Shakespeare, yeah.
Awesome. That's sweet. I still need to buy all of those. I haven't got any of them. I need to. So let's move on to the next thing. The Punisher's gonna get strange. I tried my best on a few of these to make them decent headlines. So as basically this happens all the time when two say B-ish tier characters like Doctor Strange and the Punisher become sort of prevalent or popular in the media, they always get a crossover. So it coming in fall 2016, so is what we have. So that, guess what? It's probably October. We have Doctor Strange / the Punisher magic bullets. So what we know about the series is Frank Castle is going up against the crime boss, who is, and I quote, a bit more powerful than anticipated. So he somehow convinces is going to convince Doctor Strange to help him. And I'm sure they will argue about, do we kill him, do we not kill him, blah, blah, blah. Because that's what happens when the Punisher teams up with anybody.
Kill him. Kill him. Oh, we're good people. Oh, yeah. We kill him.
But still, Doctor Strange and the Punisher in one comic sounds amazing. So, I'll probably check that one out.
Like Punisher.
Next on the docket, Dark Horse starts Overwatching. That was a real stretch. I tried it in about three different ways, and I couldn't get that headline to work well. But Dark Horse has announced it and Blizzard have teamed up to do Overwatch comics and graphic novels, including republishing the digital comics that were previously on the launcher. They're now on darkhorse.com. You can view them there. All, what, 10 of them? Was there 10 of the short little comics?
There was a few.
It was, yeah, something like that. 7 to 10, I think. So all short little 8-page comics, like I said earlier. And they've already said they're planning on doing more of the digital comics in the future. But most importantly, a hardcover original Overwatch graphic novel is scheduled to be released in April 2017.
Right.
And it says, it's a bit of a weird sentence, but this brand new entry in the Overwatch canon will contain 100 pages of sequential artwork telling the story of the original Overwatch strike team. I just find that as a weird sentence. 100 pages of sequential artwork is a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
But they're saying it's not going to be short. Going to be at least 100 pages long of comic. Because, I mean, it's a graphic novel, so graphic novel's going to be a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Coming out in April, so, I mean, the original strike team is Reyes, before he was Reaper, Soldier 76, whatever the hell his name was before he was Soldier 76, Reinhardt, Anna, Torbjorn, and a couple other people whose names I don't remember because they aren't in the game. And also we have the Art of Overwatch, which I think is being released also by Dark Horse, coming in the summer of 2017, which has some concept art that we haven't seen before. But I'm most looking forward to a new graphic novel. of Overwatch and from Dark Horse, because Dark Horse makes good shit.
True.
And speaking of Dark Horse making good shit, they're going to do another Serenity comic miniseries called Serenity, No Power in the Verse, which is why in the show notes I have No Power in the Verse is going to stop me from getting this miniseries.
That's a good title.
It's a standard, I mean, it's, I don't know where in the timeline it fits, but it's probably pre-movie, because the synopsis is Malcolm Reynolds and his crew struggling through some difficult times. Tensions are at an all-time high when the crew receives a call to help find a missing friend. The crew must come together to discover the answers. So that, yeah. I mean, that sounds standard Firefly, really.
If we see Wash in the artwork, then we know.
Yeah, I haven't seen any artwork except for the cover, which is just Mal holding his gun and the Firefly in the background. One can assume it's the Serenity, but it is just a Firefly in the background. This miniseries is written by Chris Robertson, who is the guy who invented the iZombie show, which is a terrible thing. I mean, I haven't seen it, but I think it looks terrible.
What's a book thing?
Is it a book thing too? I've only heard about the show. It looks terrible.
Thing first.
That, you know, it fits more as a book, although I still think the concept is bad. I think it fits more as a book than a TV show.
Maybe.
But he says that he's been a devoted fan since the first episode aired. He's followed the exploits of the crew through TV, film, and comics. So he's very excited to be able to write, you know, some more Serenity comics. So, as I said, 6-issue miniseries. The first issue, which lands in stores October 28th, 2016. And then there were signings at San Diego Comic-Con, if you were there. By him and by Joss and all them. Moving on. There will be a second volume of World of Warcraft Chronicles. Which I still haven't picked up the first one, but I want to.
The first one's on sale on Amazon right now.
Yeah, maybe I should pick it up.
Fantastic. I don't own it, but I have read two other people's copies.
Yeah, I've heard amazing things about it. Chronicle Volume 2, scheduled for release in March 2017. Going to do more of the great stuff that the first one did. Delve more into history and mythology. Show new artwork from people whose names they don't recognize. Peter Lee, Joseph Lacroix, Alex Horley. Then this article goes on to talk about how World of Warcraft Chronicle Volume 1 landed on New York's bestseller list and blah, blah, blah. So it was very well received. So one can assume...
Books ever not get a New York sellers or New York
Times bestsellers list? Probably not. I don't know. I don't know exactly how much that means, but yeah.
As far as I know, every book is in
every book that comes out. You always hear that.
Battlefield Earth was re-released recently, and it's a New York Times bestseller too.
World of Warcraft Chronicle 2 goes on sale March 14th, 2017. It's got Godan on the cover, looking all angry with some fel energy in his hand. It's nice. They got more Dynamite James Bond news. Because if you recall last week, I talked about how Dynamite Entertainment is going to be adapting all the original James Bond novels into comics. Well, they're also going to do a new James Bond story called James Bond Hammerhead. It will also be a 6-issue miniseries, and it'll be written by Andy Diggle, who had a very popular turn at Green Arrow. He basically brought Green Arrow into popularity in fairly recent times. Pretty sure that the character on the TV show, John Diggle, and his brother Andy, named after this guy. That's how popular this guy's stint on Green Arrow was. Which means he's a good writer.
Yeah. Good things, I think.
Yeah. So in Hammerhead issue 1, Bond is assigned to hunt down and eliminate Kraken, anti-capitalist who's targeted Britain's newly upgraded nuclear arsenal. But all is not as they seem. Hidden forces are plotting to rebuild the faded glory of the once mighty British Empire. Which sounds fun.
Awesome.
And the idea is, I assume, it's 007, you know, gonna uncover that he's being used, or is he actually being used? It's just seen that way, you know. Who's really allied with who, and who can you count on?
James Bond spy stuff.
James Bond spy stuff, yeah. James Bond Hammerhead issue 1. Guess what month it comes out in, Andrew?
October.
October. Good guess.
Winner.
Looks pretty cool. The artist is Luca Casalanguida. And the art looks really nice. And finally, IDW will be boldly going. Because they are going to starting a new Star Trek comic series called Star Trek Boldly Go. Guess what month?
October.
October. So it'll be Captain Kirk and the original Enterprise crew. It'll be Mike Johnson and Tony Chastain after, so they'll be starting Boldly Go after the current Star Trek series ends at issue 60. So really, all we know so far about is those two people, and that it's going to be the original Enterprise crew. Which is fun. I mean, people love the original Enterprise crew. So yes, Star Trek Boldly Go is its subtitle, which is a good subtitle when talking about a Star Trek comic. It's a solid subtitle. Showing up in stores in October. All right. That's all we have for this week. You can, let me quickly scroll down because Andrew missed the end bits. You can follow us on Twitter. I am at Dud75, DUD75.
I'm at DUP3.
And you can follow the show at Gweekly News, GWEEKLYNEWS. GweeklyNews.com is our website where you can find all the fine links for all these trailers that we quick-fired through. You can find blog posts, you can subscribe via RSS, you can play the episode embedded on the website if you want to. I doubt anybody really wants to do that, but hey, it's there. It's a choice. It's a choice if you want it.
Options for your convenience.
And you can comment right there on the page. Or if you would like to email us, you can email us at feedback@gweeklynews.com, where we will, you know, read it and probably respond to it. Maybe respond to it on the show, you know. Do email things. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Gweekly News. And if you were an iTunes user, it'd be great if you could go over to iTunes and give us a rating and review.
5 stars, please.
You know, if we earned it.
Even if we didn't earn it, it'd be nice.
Yeah, so that's all we got. Thank you for putting up with us and listening. And hopefully we'll see you again next week.
Get you on the flip-flop.
Ew. I hate you. I hate you.